Today is the 21st of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful day. So I have been having thoughts lately, and I did a Instagram live, I believe, on Saturday, and I asked this question about, would you attend a worship breakfast if it was on a Sunday? I would really love to get to know your thoughts, because something's in my heart and something is brewing, and I might just have to organize one, and I just want to know if it's kind of a good idea. But yeah, I'm going to leave that there. We are going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Isaiah 41 verse 4. And it says this: who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, was the first of them, and with the last I am He. So, Eternal Father, God of mercy and grace, we thank you for your faithfulness. You were faithful to your promises to Israel. You were faithful in your promises to send a Messiah. You are faithful to lead and guide us by your Spirit. You will faithfully bring us into your presence at the return of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our stable rock and refuge in times that are so unstable and fickle. In Jesus' name. Your glory, Lord, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this gate, come flood my heart, come flood right now, oh. Your presence is all we need, oh Lord. Your presence, oh Lord. Your presence, oh God, is what we need, is what we need. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my home, in my life, in my job, in my career, in my finances. I give you all control, Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. Let us, Lord. Yeah. Let us experience. We want to experience you, God. We want to experience your glory. Yeah. has become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become, we want to be sensitive in your presence, God. We want to experience your glory on a higher level, so we sing. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we cry out to you, Lord. Yeah. Have your way, oh God. Says in Isaiah 43, says, do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. To be old. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me.
Go ahead and lift up your voice and sing.
Nothing is oh, Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
Yeah.
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty in this world. For nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Oh, your presence is heaven to me. Oh, your presence is heaven. Your presence is heaven to me.
your voice and sing, your presence is heaven to me. Because in his presence there is fullness of joy, in his presence there is healing, salvation. Everything you need is in the presence of God. Just begin to bask in his presence. Begin to enjoy his presence. Begin to rest in his presence. Your presence is heaven to me, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence, heaven to me, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. Yeah. Jesus be the center, it's all about.
Yeah. Isaiah 66:18-19 says, "For I know their works and their thoughts, the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. For I know their works and their thoughts, the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall see my glory." Wow. Habakkuk 2:14 says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea."
From my heart to the heaven, Lord, Jesus be the center, yes, 'cause it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you, It's all about you, God. Oh.
Wow, that Isaiah 66. What a scripture. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And as they see his glory, we know that Jesus is the center. He's the center. Because on that day, it won't be about JC, it won't be about Heart of Worship, it won't be about Facebook or Instagram, how many likes and how many people are following us. It will be about his glory. Nations will gather. And I believe that we are in a time when nations are ready to gather and worship him. When nations are ready to gather to come and see the glory of God. I believe in the miracle working God. I believe in miracle signs and wonders. And so can we make this declaration today? So our declaration today says, we decree a time of renewing our strength and soaring in your presence, God. We decree a time of renewing our strength and soaring in your presence, God. And this comes from Isaiah 40 verse 31, and it says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." And so, Father God, our prayer this week is, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless and praise your holy name, for you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross to pay the price for our sins and to endure so much suffering and humiliation on our account. Thank you that in your love and mercy, the Lord Jesus took all the punishment for our sin and was subjected to no end of humiliation and reproachful love of those he came to save. And Lord, this includes us. How we praise and thank you for the greatest of all miracles of your grace. What a joy to know that in dying on the cross, he broke the power of sin and Satan, death and hell, and is seated on the right hand of the Father in heaven, awaiting that time when we will accomplish his earthly mission and return to set up his kingdom on earth, where Israel will become the head and not the tail of the nations, and all those that are part of the body will rule and reign with you until your enemies are under his feet and Christ is all. Praise God for Jesus, and we thank him that he is our Savior and our God. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. So I am excited for this upcoming weekend, because this weekend I will be in Birmingham, and it's going to be a great time of worship. I'm going to be attending the Life Conference 2018, and that starts on the 23rd and finishes on the 25th of March. It will be at Nichelle's Outreach Center, which is on 264 Long Arc, Birmingham, B75JP. It's going to be an awesome time in his presence. There are some amazing guest speakers and ministers. I mean, we've got Pastor Penny Francis, myself will be there, Pastor Donnie Lamont will be there, Pastor Richard. It is going to be an amazing time in his presence. And the host is Ryan Miller. And I'm very much looking forward to worshiping with you all this coming weekend in Birmingham. So if you're around and if you're in the area, please do make yourself available. Come out, worship with us, hear some great women of God and great men of God speak, and let's get this Life Conference on the road. This year I believe the theme is called prophecy, so yeah, definitely looking forward to that. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow.